Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. I'm Casey Luskin with the Discovery Institute. And on this podcast, we have an interview with Mr. Rich Akin, the founder and CEO of an organization called Physicians and Surgeons for Scientific Integrity. Mr. Akin founded PSSI, as it's called, based out of Clearwater, Florida, basically as an organization that helps doctors to get informed about some of the scientific evidence that challenges evolution, as well as signing a list of doctors and physicians that are skeptical of Darwinism. So, Rich Akin, thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks, Casey. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, could you first tell us a little bit about PSSI, Physicians and Surgeons for Scientific Integrity?
Sure. The PSSI was founded in 2006, and its purpose is to educate the public on the inability of Darwinian macroevolution to account for the origination and complexity of life. What's important to note in that, Casey, is that we do not endorse any other theories. We're not a pro-ID group, a pro-creation group. We are a contra-Darwin organization. That's our thrust. And our desire is to educate the public on the lack of scientific support for the reigning dogma.
And I know that we've had you on our show in the past, Rich, to talk about Physicians and Surgeons for Scientific Integrity. The reason why I wanted to have you on again is not just because your organization is a great organization that definitely deserves to be known about and that hopefully some of our listeners will be interested to hear about, but also because you've had some experiences that I think are newsworthy. I think we'll get into that in just a moment here. So I guess one question I have for you is your organization has a descent list. It's kind of like the Descent from Darwinism list. Obviously, Discovery Institute has a Descent from Darwinism list, where now, actually, I think over 800 scientists, PhD scientists, have signed a list that basically they're skeptical of neo-Darwinian evolution. But our list does not allow doctors to sign it, and you thought this was an interesting idea, so you basically, on your own, took this ball and ran with it and created PSSI's list of doctors that doubt Darwin. Could you elaborate on that list a little bit for us?
Sure, and in doing that, let me make the point, because if you go to Wikipedia, for example, and look up PSSI, you're going to see misinformation that they refuse to correct. We are not affiliated in any way with Discovery Institute. One of our board members, Dr. Jeffrey Simmons, happens to be a fellow of Discovery Institute, but that happened after he became a member of PSSI. But we have no affiliation with Discovery Institute. The reason I founded PSSI was for what you just enumerated, and the fact that a scientist, as you well know, anyone in academia who's public about their disdain or their lack of buying into the dogma of Darwinism is putting a target on their chest and requesting to be persecuted. And the view was physicians, of course, are held in high regard internationally. People will generally listen to them. Plus, they don't face the specter of persecution for contra-Darwin views that is so prevalent in academia today. Hence, the founding of PSSI, to have physicians publicly state with their backgrounds that Darwinism is not supported scientifically, and then to educate the public and academia, because as you well know, many in academia, they're not necessarily astute in all the arguments. They just follow what they hear from everyone else. So hence, PSSI was birthed in 2006. Our first major event was at the University of South Florida in September of 2006, where we had 4,000 in attendance. And then we moved, of course, the instant subject being Spain in January of 2008.
Well, this is a really neat organization that you have, Rich, and I think that it's really fulfilling a very important niche in this issue, in that you are giving doctors an opportunity to have their voices heard that they are scientific skeptics of evolution. And as you said, I mean, there really was no group that was filling that niche, and so you started PSSI as well as with some of your other co-founders to fill that niche. Before we go any further, I really want to just talk about, you mentioned Wikipedia stating some inaccurate things about you. I'd like to stay on that for a moment, if that's okay, Rich. Would you mind if we just talk about Wikipedia? Because, I mean, I just looked up the Wikipedia page on Physicians and Surgeons for Scientific Integrity. This reads like some panda's thumb blog rant, to be really, really honest. And this is supposed to be from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. I'm just going to read only the first three paragraphs. I mean, it actually gets much, much worse as it goes on. I'm just going to read the first three paragraphs, and let's just stop every so often, Rich, to talk about how inaccurate this entry is on PSSI for Wikipedia. And it says, the Physicians and Surgeons for Scientific Integrity, PSSI, formerly registered as PSSI International, is a nonprofit anti-evolution organization promoting intelligent design and associated with the Discovery Institute based in Clearwater, Florida. It sponsors events promoting intelligent design and fundamentalist Christianity. So how many things wrong did it get? How many things did it get wrong in just that first paragraph? You go ahead, Rich.
Well, we're not, as I've already indicated, we're not affiliated with the Discovery Institute. We don't promote the Discovery Institute. We're not a creation organization. We're not a Christian organization. We are a secular organization. I have no idea the religious affiliation of our 290 physician members in 17 countries. I do not know those. I do not. We are a contra Darwin organization. That is our thrust.
And you also don't promote intelligent design, which Wikipedia no. It says that you are, quote, promoting intelligent design, unquote, and that you promote, quote, fundamentalist Christianity. Well, I find that very amusing, given that one of your most prominent spokespersons is, of course, Dr. Jeffrey Simmons, a medical doctor from Oregon, who I know Dr. Simmons, I've known him for a while, and my understanding, and he said this publicly, is that he's a religious agnostic. So I just find this so amusing. Many of our listeners probably already know this, but basically, when it comes to Wikipedia, it is not a source, to put it lightly, of accurate information on intelligent design. I could go on and on and on. They feel it's important to say that, quote, this effort as one of Discovery Institute's anti-evolution campaigns has come under criticism for being misleading and anti-science, unquote. So, of course, I guess you guys are now anti-science. It's official. Wikipedia has said it. Quote, the list of signatories represents an insignificant fraction of medical professionals, about 0.02%. The evidence of evolution is not determined by petitions or polls, however, but by scientific evidence. This is the reason that in biological science, the theory of evolution is overwhelmingly accepted, unquote. I mean, the Wikipedia page on you guys is just a mouthpiece that uses these silly statistics as if you've gone out and tried to poll every doctor. As a matter of fact, when doctors have been polled, and I can cite polls, between 30 and 60%, depending on how you look at the data, have expressed scientific doubt of Darwinism. What do you have to say about this, Rich?
Well, let me just make the point that the Darwinist side continually uses the canard of the consensus of scientists as if, okay, the majority believes something, therefore it has to be true, end of discussion, when we all know that any noted scientist, almost without exception, that comes to our mind became noted because they bucked the consensus of scientists. It's true throughout scientific history, yet they use this as a sledgehammer, and it's laughable.
I've got to state one more thing, speaking of laughable, from the Wikipedia entry. You know, it says that, quote, PSSI also quotes filmmaker and Harvard Medical School graduate Michael Crichton in a choice example of, quote, mining. And then it goes on, you actually quote Michael Crichton being critical of the use of the idea of consensus science, which Crichton, anybody who's familiar with him, he has been very critical of using consensus science as sort of a club to beat down scientific dissent. And so this is actually a very accurate quote, and I think it fits very well with the concerns the organization tries to address. But, you know, Wikipedia, of course, which is not supposed to promote any point of view, supposedly in its pages, calls your quotation of Michael Crichton a, quote, choice example of quote mining, unquote. So this is all very funny, and actually it's really quite sad because it just shows how the evolutionists on Wikipedia have really no interest in being objective or promoting the truth. And it's sad also because a lot of people use Wikipedia as a source of information. I mean, I think that if you're trying to find out who won this year's American Idol pageant, maybe then Wikipedia will have accurate information. Even then, it's not always accurate. But when it comes to these kind of controversial issues, I mean, it's basically, in the words of some critics of Wikipedia, it's actually really just a place for promoting propaganda. And I have no problem with people having these views. It's just, this is not an objective source of information.
No, and I guess the point to be made there is relative to Michael Crichton, who, of course, was a scientist. He had a medical degree from Harvard, summa cum laude, as I recall, is that another canard of quote mining, perhaps you could stick that on those quotes if, in fact, they could quote Michael Crichton saying an opposite view, but I don't believe Michael Crichton does. I mean, he's very much adamantly, consistently against utilizing the consensus of scientists. So I don't know how that's quote mining.
You're absolutely right, Rich. It's not quote mining. But I mean, let's not spend too much time on Wikipedia, as bad as it is. I think that Wikipedia is actually symptomatic of people who are trying to suppress and eliminate viewpoints from being, at least having the opportunity to be promoted to the public. And so this is actually something that you at PSSI have experienced in a number of different contexts. And the reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast today was to actually talk a little bit about the PSSI conferences that were sponsored in the country of Spain last year and some of the experiences you had as various academics on universities in Spain tried to literally have your events to promote your viewpoint shut down and kicked off university campuses. So can we talk about that a little bit, Rich?
Sure. And let's first set the stage. Why Spain? Why would PSSI? Of course, we are an international organization, but why Spain? And the answer to that is once you go outside of the English language, there is a dearth of information on this subject matter. It's hard to find published material in other languages. So our desire was to go to Spain and provide in their language, because all of our presentations were done in Spanish. Our books that we brought Darwin Contra Taca by Dr. Tom Woodward, which in English, of course, is Darwin Strikes Back. And we brought Lo que Darwin no sabía by Dr. Jeffrey Simmons, which, of course, in English is What Darwin Didn't Know. And we also brought a DVD, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, La Clave de la Misterio de la Vida, which on this one DVD, it had the entire one-hour DVD in English, in Catalan, which is the language of Barcelona, spoken by 10 million, Castilian Spanish, of course, the language of Spain, and Latin American Spanish. So a vast audience can view this DVD in a number of different languages. So we took materials to them in their language. And by the way, the DVD was provided free to everyone in attendance to our events. So that was our desire, and the desire, another reason for Spain. As you know, as most of Europe, and Spain in particular, has totally bought into the Darwinian argument. So when we started to go to Spain, that was the desire to wake people up to the heavy amount of evidence that was contra to the ruling dogma that's in Spain today. So we went to five cities in Spain. We began on January the 17th in Barcelona. And if you can picture Spain, and people may not be familiar with Spain as a country, let me just mention Barcelona is in the northeast corner of Spain. We then, on the 19th, 2 days later, went down to Malaga, which is on the southern coast. On the 21st, we went to Madrid, the capital, which, of course, is in the central part of Spain. Then we went northwest a ways to León, and then finally on the 25th, Vigo, which is on the west coast. So as you visualize that, we literally covered Spain with our events. And our game plan was two presentations in each city, one midday and one in the evening. And we had our two presenters, Dr. Tom Woodward and Dr. Jeffrey Simmons, who, of course, is a fellow at DI, make their presentations. Tom's presentation was titled The Explosion of Scientific Doubt, Why Scientists Are Looking for Alternatives. That's Explosion of Scientific Doubt About Darwinism. Okay, that's the thrust of his presentation. And so all of this was neatly laid out. And about a week before we got there, Casey, Spain suddenly wake up. The evolutionists suddenly realized that we were coming. And El País, which would be the Spanish equivalent of, say, the New York Times, on January the 10th, published an article Of course, you know, we were labeled with all the pejoratives of the day, the creationists, et cetera. And the thrust of the article was the creationists from America, it was like a Normandy landing. The creationists from America are landing on our shores and bringing these crazy unscientific arguments against Darwinism. And we need to do something about it. The beauty of what they did was in this article where they were slamming us, they not only gave the website where people could register for our events, and you had to register beforehand, they gave the website, they gave the location and dates of every one of our events, and next to it, they had the poster we had created for the event. So we got some wonderful free advertising up front that we couldn't have afforded to do otherwise. So quickly, Spain became aware that we were coming.
Well, Rich, I think we're actually running out of time for this podcast. We're probably going to have to save some of the discussion of your adventures in Spain and for a future podcast. So thanks for being on this podcast with us. And folks, stay tuned for more with Rich Aiken from PSSI International. That's PSSIinternational.com or DoctorsDoubtingDarwin.com.
My pleasure, Casey.
I'm Casey Luskin with the ID of the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.